Just 20 years ago, many doctors believed that newborn babies didn't feel pain. They thought babies' nervous systems weren't developed enough. So even when babies had surgery, they often didn't get anesthesia or painkillers. That view began to change in the 1980s. NPR's Vicky Kuei reports now on a new study that shows that babies not only feel pain, they can learn to anticipate it.
Adults who fear going to the doctor or dentist can often recall a painful and frightening childhood event involving a needle. Researchers at the Hospital for Sick Children in Toronto wondered, when does this fear begin? So they studied 21 babies born to diabetic mothers. These babies are monitored closely for blood sugar problems. Pharmacist Anna Taddeo is the study's lead researcher. She says almost immediately after birth, the baby's heels are pricked with a sharp instrument every 2 to 4 hours. Then blood is squeezed from the wound and tested.
And we thought, well, this is a unique opportunity here to look at these babies and to see if they're getting poked so many times now to measure this blood sugar. Does the baby sort of learn that you're going to hurt them and then have an anxiety-type response?
The babies underwent an average of 10 heel pricks. Then after 24 hours, more blood was drawn for a screening test given to all newborns. This time, it came from a vein on the back of the hand. The researchers videotaped the baby's responses and compared them to 21 newborns whose mothers were healthy. Taddeo says the babies who had undergone the heel pricks responded more intensely than those who hadn't.
They showed grimaces, you know, facial grimacing, which is the way we measure pain in newborns. Much greater, like more than 2 times as much as the responses of babies who did not have all this experience with pain, who were never poked since they were born.
Even more interesting, Taddeo says, there was a different reaction among the babies who had already experienced repeated pain. They started to cry when the nurses picked up their hands and swabbed them with alcohol in preparation for the needle.
So it suggested to us that they did learn to make that association that when somebody's doing that something bad is going to happen or something painful is going to happen. So they started to cry.
Other researchers say the findings increase understanding of how infants perceive pain. Dr. Joseph Hagen chaired a committee on psychosocial medicine for the American Academy of Pediatrics. He says that in 1999, the Academy began recommending pain medication for procedures such as circumcision. For less painful procedures, such as drawing blood, Hagen says a simpler approach may help.
Maybe it's better to do this while the baby's in their mom's arms than it is to do a blood test, in the bassinet, back in the nursery. Because that is a way of providing comfort, making pain go away.
That would certainly help infants in the short term, but researchers don't know whether it would lessen the chance that they'll grow into adults with memories of early pain. The study appears in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association. Vicky Kuei, NPR News.